We kick off hour number two of the program. This segment brought to you by Alumni Hall and AlumniHall.com. You can shop online 24/7 AlumniHall.com, and also follow along on Twitter at AlumniHallUT. That way you get, you know, all the deets on flash sales and cool stuff like that, especially as the weather starts to get cooler here in Knoxville and the South, and we head towards the late football season. Basketball coming up as well. I feel like the South Carolina game every year, like the weather has turned. Like that's the moment.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Halloween.
That is. It's always typically around
Very
Halloween.
Scary.
Yep.
Very scary.
Good point by you.
Goblins and ghouls.
Vol Regulator sent us the Vols Wire post about how like it takes you through each and every assistant coach that Nick Saban has won every game against, which is, I don't know what that, like some of those guys are just really bad coaches. You know, Jim McElwain comes to mind. Some of them are pretty good coaches, I think, like Jimbo Fisher. And there's a lot of guys in between. There's a lot of guys like Jeremy Pruitt who are still unknowns at this point.
Did you see McElwain had another quarterback get suspended for PEDs?
Was it Dormady?
No.
Oh.
Whoever
that
the,
is, something.
The starting Central Michigan right quarterback.
Central Michigan?
Yeah.
I can't remember if Central or Western.
Hmm. Is it him? Maybe he's...
He's the PED supplier.
He's pumping his guys up. Yeah. Shark stuff.
What do we think... This is kind of an off topic, but what do we think about Percy Harvin saying he was, like, high every game? I mean, like, college football and the schools at least make you think that they're testing these guys on some schedule.
You think Urban Meyer's testing guys?
Well, that was kind of my question. Do we think they just didn't test them, or do we think we just they test them and they just throw the results away?
Yeah,
that
probably.
And
probably
whenever that. The NCAA test procedure comes around, they have about a month's notice.
Okay.
Because I know, I mean, Percy Harvin dealt with migraines,
right?
Bad, like really, really bad, like debilitating migraines.
Yeah, he'd miss a game for a migraine in the NFL.
So I guess that's why he's getting high to help the help the mold headache.
They are awful,
but
getting high.
No, the migraines.
Oh, yeah.
So based on your experience, Davey, when the NCAA is going to test, they know ahead of time, and if somebody gets pinged then, it's because the player's a real idiot. They weren't able to just stay off the weed for a month or whatever.
Yeah.
That's like the fall camp
like you know
test. Like everybody knows, hey, before fall camp, we're going to test the whole team.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's
or,
kind of,
you know, some schools do that.
I mean, occasionally there might be like a random one that they're just not aware of that their coaches aren't able to tell them about ahead of time. But
like Clemson last year before the playoff, right?
Well, that was the PED test, right?
Well, I mean, it was just a drug test, and that's what they flagged on those guys. Mm-hmm. But I think they pick like 4 or 8 players off the bowl teams randomly and say, and at that one they don't get notice.
Now the coaches sometimes like Derek Dooley, I know like. He obviously kept account against Derrick Rogers, and that's he had tons of team violations that ultimately piled up, and he was gone. But when you're looking, like look back at Josh Gordon and his time in college, like he talked about, he was high before every game, and we know everything that went on with that program and how there was no stability or no plans in check to keep the players from abusing certain substances.
I don't know. I just thought that was kind of, I don't know. It's obviously with Florida. Yeah, I mean, I don't put any,
Urban. Yeah,
like Urban Meyer. I can't like the worst made up. You know, I don't know blue chip style. What you can make a worse blue chips, but about football, and Urban Meyer could be your, you know, front and center as your star. Like just doing anything and everything to skirt the rules, but. So, Alabama's only scored less than 45 times
in 2 years,
2 seasons. Good grief! Matt wants the ugly game.
Well, if we're talking about maybe having a chance to win, then yeah.
Yeah. Well, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a scenario where running tempo helps the Vols.
Well, we haven't run tempo since Pruitt got here, so it doesn't
I know.
Matter. Well, I mean, like not consistently.
That's what I'm saying. I guess. Tempo is probably not the best way, but you should probably drain the play clock down to about 3 seconds every time.
I mean, I would. That's what App State did to Butch Jones when they came in here. every single time. I mean, they had to call two timeouts, I think, in the first half because they got messed up and ran it down too far. But throughout the game, I mean,
maybe it'd drive me crazy, but it'd probably be the best thing to do.
I mean, I would. It's like holding the ball in basketball late into the shot clock, like when you're playing a big, a heavy favorite. Here's a question for you. Do you think Pruitt, though, will look at this game and say, yeah, let's train the quarterback, let's spend time this week. I know it won't be a lot of time, but let's spend time this week making sure our quarterbacks know that we're snapping the ball under five on the play clock every single snap. Or does he just look at this game and go, yeah, there's no real chance we're going to win. Let's just kind of do our regular let's play the way we're going to play against South Carolina, basically.
You're not going to face another hostile crowd like you're going to again for the rest of the season.
So what you're saying is you don't have to worry about practicing like your silent snap or whatever?
I don't know. Missouri
forward.
Yeah. Kentucky might be pretty cold.
You know one thing that hit me over the weekend? Do you remember when Notre Dame went to Georgia and obviously the place was bonkers and Notre Dame couldn't snap the football?
Yeah, didn't work on the silent count. Didn't work on crowd noise.
I know there's that Lane Kiffin quote where he says, if your guy claps loud enough, you can hear the clap in any stadium, anywhere. It's loud enough. You don't need to do anything. But I guess that's the play Notre Dame went. I don't know if Ian Book's not a great clapper or what. But, yeah, they couldn't hear the snap. Brian Kelly comes off at halftime and, complains. He put it on himself. He's like, we didn't have our guys ready for the snap. It's like, you can pay millions of dollars. You can't teach your guys how to snap the ball. I contrast that with Dan Mullen in Florida. They had no issues in Death Valley because of the snap.
No, you know that was not their problem.
You know what they were doing? He would do the silent signal, and I think the guard was looking back, and then he'd hit the center that, hey, we're ready. And then their center was calling out cadence. Like, you could see him. Like, the center, and even when they didn't have to identify a mic, the center, as a timing mechanism, would point over to one side. Like, even when there
just
was no one there.
Just flash his hand, basically.
Right. He would just point, and then put it down. Then they knew. That was kind of like the set. And then he would wait, and then he actually changed, though, the time.
Well, that's the thing. If you're going to run the clock down, you can't always snap it when it hits one.
Right.
You know, because then they're going to get a timing on it, and they're going to beat you into the backfield. So, yeah, once it hits five, yeah, I would just mix it up. Just say, Maurer at five says set, and then, you know, the center just needs to count to one, two, three, or four, and then it's, you know, just mix it up, snap the ball.
Well, and the center was yelling, like, hut or something for Florida.
Really? Which,
yeah, I've seen high schools do that before because it's just closer. Like, Florida's in the shotgun most of the time. So a lot of shotgun teams now, it's hard to hear the quarterback way back there yell it. So they just have the center yell it now. Like, the center is just like, set, and snaps the football.
As long as your quarterback's ready and not looking to the sideline or checking the play,
well, that's why you
got to
have
that
first, some type of signal that he's, you know,
raise the foot, I am ready now. The old Casey Clawson. He claps so weird. I'm sorry. That, and then when he would his motion signal. I think I've talked about that before. You know, most guys kind of lift the foot. He would like toe tap to the front.
Toe tap.
It was just always so weird. He had the weirdest like
mannerism.
Legs.
Yeah. Lower body mannerism.
Just it was like, I don't know. I mean, he's from California, so I don't know. Maybe it was just like a laid back, but like Jarrett Garantano, for example, is very robotic.
Yeah.
All of his stuff is very. In case he's just like. I don't know, it's just different.
Yeah, Dobbs was very robotic.
I think that for Garantano, it's almost like he's trying too hard. Dobbs, I think that's just the type of person he was.
You should have seen Lynn Bowden early in that Arkansas-Kentucky game.
Was it wild?
Dude would clap, and then he'd put both arms like almost all the way out. Like his elbows weren't bent at all. He was just like this.
I don't know, why would you do that? That doesn't make a lot of sense.
He was just like,
That's not straight up. That's not how you catch. You got to have a little bend.
He relaxed as the game went along.
Oh, he's just nervous.
Like, yeah. He just wanted to make sure he had his. They probably told him, make sure your hands are ready for the snap.
Oh man. Yeah, got to catch this thing.
Kids learning how to play. I mean, I think he played quarterback in high school. I think, but kids basically learning how to play quarterback at the SEC level.
Big Eddie Grand
during an SEC game. And
well,
they still
in fairness,
won.
It was against Arkansas. So.
Right, exactly.
I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Not the first time Kentucky's done it.
Okay. We don't. We know. I don't need to. That.
What?
No, I don't need that brought up.
There's no.
I don't.
It's Optimism Tuesday.
What are you doing?
Yeah, man. What are you doing? Optimism Tuesday, and you're trying to bring back 2000.
I mean, look, 2011. Billy's got classic Casey Clawson touchdown highlights running over here, which is perfect for Optimism
Tony
Tuesday.
Brown, OT. That was a good one. I was there. That's when I thought we were still really good that year. We were not.
Watching
we were
his,
not. 2002.
I was trying to watch his pre-snap.
Yeah, his mannerisms. Yeah. I got you.
I bet there's not a lot of it.
No.
No.
Just a lot of touchdowns.
There's the game winner to Witten. That was a good one.
You got to pull
Arkansas
up a,
5 OTs.
Pull up a full game.
It was six?
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought they used to change sides of the field, like end zones in overtime. Are they all played all on the same side?
I feel like they
used
did.
To. In that yeah. Arkansas game, it was like that.
In the Arkansas game, it was all in the south end zone. Every single one. Because I was sitting in the south end zone. I remember thinking, wow, yeah. Every play is coming right into my lap. This is fantastic. But I thought I remembered back in the day they would switch.
Yeah, they did. I'm rather certain.
Like LSU A&M last year, was that 7 or 8 overtimes?
7.
Weren't they all going left to right
I
on
think
the TV?
So. Yeah. Okay.
Because I know, you know, yeah. One team gets to pick ball or defense, maybe and the other gets to pick the end zone.
So maybe their very first year they did overtime, they flipped.
I thought
and then
they did.
And then maybe going into year two, they're like, this is stupid. It just takes more time. Let's
yeah,
just play
it's a
them
lot.
All on one side.
Well, I don't know why you wouldn't just set offense, defense up on the one side and the other offense, defense up, and it's nonstop action.
Yeah, but if you return a pick six, like you got
to. Well, they don't have to be on the field.
It'd
they're
be
just
like
down
playing
on that
pick up
end.
Basketball where somebody's shooting on the side goal, and all of a sudden there's a steal, and they got to get out of the way.
Get out of the field. There's an extra ball rolling around like that kid in the
you know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Buddy.
Dad and his little kid are down there in the
I've
corner.
I've been that guy. I've been that guy. Fast break happens, and it's like, there's 10 people out here. Guys are diving off the court. Quarterback's out there taking some practice snaps, run over by a D lineman who's trying to tackle the
chasing
play.
The guy like the referee in that Georgia.
The band is on the field. The band is on the field.
A guy from the other from the team that's trying to make the tackle, but is on offense, tackles him, and then
were
and
you
then,
in like, the play? Yes.
Another guy.
Yes,
runs
I was.
Off.
You got two number sixes.
I mean, they can't.
One's a DB.
They
the
can't
other's a receiver.
Retroactively give you a touchdown in that situation.
They did actually. This is an old bowl game. And a Bama player comes off the bench and tackles a guy. It was either a kickoff or an interception. I mean, hammers him. I think the guy might have died on the field. It was, and then he just runs back over to the bench and sits down. And the refs were like, "What just happened?" And they realized it. And I think they just said, "Yeah, we got to give him a touchdown. There's no way we can take that off the board."
I feel like you in flag football, if you tackle a guy as the last defender, like just tackle him because you can't get his flag. It's an automatic 8-point touchdown. It's like you get the touchdown and the two.
That's right. I remember that. And yeah. Well, I don't know if it was that exact rule, but I do remember in intramurals, if you tackle someone, it's just a touchdown. They could be on the sideline -5 if you accidentally tackle the guy. Touchdown. I hated some of the rules in flag football.
I was thinking about that.
Oh, yeah. That just happened. Was that a high school game, right? Yeah. That was the weirdest thing.
So a player intercepts.
He's defending like a 5-yard out, and he spins when he jumps.
Yeah.
But I think you would know, like, there's 80 yards behind me and 20 to the end zone.
So he jumps up to intercept it.
Takes off.
Spins. He catches it. So he's spinning as he catches it. And when he lands, he's facing the wrong direction, and he just takes off running.
What's funny is all 10 of his teammates run to block for him, and then they break their neck looking back at him, and he's just trotting down the sideline. Thank God for a good teammate who runs, I don't know, 80 yards to tackle
and
him.
And tackled him.
And then the guy gets mad when he gets tackled. Yeah. He's like, oh, I thought I was going to score. He's like, you idiot. That's -70.
Hell of a punt.
That was a good punt. What is the yardage there? Let's see. He intercepted it at the 35 and got tackled at the 5.
Yeah.
That's a 70-yard punt. Great job by him.
Pinned him deep.
60-yard punt.
I still remember.
And then he's on the ground. Mad he got tackled. His teammate's like, you just ran the wrong way. And he's like, oh, yep. Congrats, ESPN. That'll be on the Not Top 10 Friday. But Tennessee's never done anything quite that embarrassing.
Is it Roy Riggles? Roy Riggles?
Wrong way Roy Riggle. Yeah.
Roy Wrong Way Riggles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like the most famous Wrong Way Roy. Didn't his teammate catch him?
Yeah. I think so. It's the 29.
But he didn't tackle him. He just turned around, and then I think he got tackled by a
Oh, really?
I think so. Wrong Way Roy.
The 29 Rose Bowl. He played for Cal.
I used to have it was called the College Football Funnies, hosted by Chris Fowler, and that was always, that was on there. That's like the most famous Wrong Way. Yeah, Wrong Way
Roy. VHS tape.
Huh?
VHS tape.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know. I have no way to play any of those anymore.
He played center, though. Like, this guy's a defensive back.
He should play receiver. He's got wheels and hands.
And hands.
Maybe he thought he was on offense. Maybe he plays both ways. High school, a lot of guys played both ways.
Roy picked up a fumble.
Davey Crockett only plays 24 players.
He was 30 yards away from Georgia Tech's end zone, but somehow turned around and ran 69 yards the wrong direction.
Did he? Teammate
Benny Lom chased Riggles, Roy! Screaming at him to stop.
Roy!
Known for his speed, Lom finally caught up with Riggles at the California 3-yard line and tried to turn him around, but he was immediately hit by a wave of Tech players and tackled back to the 1-yard line.
At least he didn't score.
Back to the – it was really forward, but back to the 1-yard line, if that makes sense.
Well, he's running forward, but backwards, as far as his
field.
So he
got tackled
position.
Back to the 1-yard line.
I mean, you got him on the 30, and you would think after like 40 yards of running, I thought we were closer than this.
This is like the rest of the story. The Bears chose to punt
rather
than risk a play so close to their own end zone, but Tech blocked it and Cal recovered it for a safety. And Georgia Tech
so they got a safety
2-0.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Roy, just run into the end zone, take a knee. So they ended up being a safety no matter what.
Yeah.
Wrong way, Roy.
I was a little kid, and there was a pastor, and he went through this whole scenario with Roy and recovering the fumble and how he was going to – like, he told the story from Roy's point of view, like thinking he's about to score his first ever touchdown as this lineman. And then at the very end, it was kind of like, but the only problem was he was going the wrong way.
That's a good lesson for us all there.
True.
Thanks for that, Hodges.
Sorry. Oh man, we need to shift gears. Go to the phone lines. Davey, who's on the phone?
Oh, we got Roberto.
Roberto, you're on 3 now. What's up, buddy?
Beautiful morning here in East Tennessee, gentlemen. It's good
Optimism
to be alive.
Finally feels like it out
Let's
here.
Let's go.
Nate, you said something I found to be kind of interesting.
Thanks.
Kind of.
A little bit.
Optimism Tuesday, Nate.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Kind of interesting. Yeah.
But you said, should Tennessee run the clock down to zero on Saturday, or should they play like they're going to against South Carolina the next week? The answer is yes.
Okay. That's fair. That's good. That's a good point.
We have found the formula.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not that hard. Try like hell on defense. And try to control the ball in offense. That's really what we've got. have you guys heard any follow-up on Hilinski? I know we had that conversation yesterday, but I still haven't seen it.
You were right, Berto. Muschamp said that Sunday night. I thought he had said it Saturday night, like after the game. He said Sunday night that it was just a sprain and that they think he's going to play against Florida.
There's a video of him seeing the kiddo Hilinski on the sideline. He's talking to his parents up in the stands. He kind of gives them the thumbs up and, like, I'm okay. So, you know, maybe he is okay. Maybe it is just a sprain. But you know, if he does play, which in Tennessee world, he's playing. You just prepare for that.
Right.
Because he's the best guy they got. Just again proving that head coaches in college don't really know what they've got until, you know, somebody gets hurt.
Isn't that wild?
It's so crazy. It happened in Florida, it's happened in South Carolina. Happened at Alabama when Jalen Hurts kind of got a little dinged up in a game and they put in Tua and he just blew up. I mean, it's literally everywhere. Obviously, it's happening at Tennessee. I don't know if Garantano got dinged as much as they're just like, maybe we should run. Oh, our second string is way better. So here's the deal. If we try to outgun South Carolina on the next Saturday, we're going to get our face smashed in because they can score points with Hilinski in the game. Now, do I think that that's going to be a slop fest? Yeah. And I think, guys, as I told you last week, and I'll tell you again, I think we're probably going to be a 5.5-point dog at home, depending on how this weekend goes, because it's going to look a lot worse than it is. But let's say less than a touchdown dog at home, that just plays to us every time. It always plays to the home dog. So that's a good thing. And those kids came out with some pop on Saturday because they knew they were underdogs at home. I believe that. I think any team's an underdog at home, but they feel like they can win, it's going to come out and play harder. So I think it's a really good thing. The thing that really worries me, I always thought Missouri was in play this year. They're not in play, are they, guys? That's a loss.
I'm not ready to concede that one just yet. It's definitely the toughest game, not Alabama, left on your schedule.
I do take solace in the fact that they know they can't go to a bowl game. So
maybe that hits home a little closer to
the
end.
But did you see the article that came out yesterday?
No.
No.
They're not saying, I mean, it's like the curious case of, not Benjamin Button, but of Missouri Tiger football. They're basically saying it's still not decided. And the NCAA is starting to trend with how good they're playing. This is an I can't remember the source. I wish I could source it for you guys. But basically, they're playing good enough that if they make it potentially to the SEC championship, that the NCAA may just go, "Nah, forget it. You're good."
That would be the most NCAA thing of all time.
That's
hilarious. We thought you'd be bad and the ban wouldn't matter, but now that you're good, we're going to go ahead and lift that ban.
I mean, I'd rather see them there than Florida or Georgia.
I mean, I would too, but
it's funny though because Billy. Billy had that post yesterday that, you know, Tennessee fans like, here's the path how we get to Atlanta and then I saw after that I saw a South Carolina fan say, you know, if we're able to beat the Gators this Saturday, we'd have the tiebreaker over Georgia and Florida. And the fact that Missouri beat us won't matter because they're ineligible. But that I can't imagine the second place team if that happened.
How interesting would that be, really, if that scenario happens? Because Barry Odom, we all thought he was getting fired this year, right?
Yep.
And Jeremy Pruitt, if that all that happens, Jeremy Pruitt's not getting fired, though we thought maybe 2 weeks ago he would be. You know,
he was not trending in the right direction.
And then the only coach in the SEC East that's probably getting fired in that scenario is actually the Vest over at Vandy.
Yes.
He's probably the only one getting fired. Wouldn't that be crazy? Because I thought Will Muschamp, for sure, this was it. They were just playing out the string with him.
Oh, no. The win over Georgia, like that's it. They could lose the rest. I think
he's got a job. Yeah, he's got a job. Yeah, he's got a job for another year, for sure. As bad as Tennessee is against them, as a program, having him at South Carolina is, in my opinion, not bad for Tennessee, even though we can't beat him.
As long as we can eventually figure out how to beat him, I'm okay with him at South Carolina.
I don't know. This sounds crazy.
I'm just glad he's getting another year. It gives us two more chances to beat him individually,
that's true.
Finally.
But he did beat Kentucky, too.
That's true.
5 years.
Do what now?
Will Muschamp beat Kentucky as well. That looks good on his resume. It's been 5 years since South Carolina beat.
Oh, that's right. I forgot it had been that long. I always forget that. And that was an ugly game, but they won 24-7. It was never in doubt.
Right. Well, guys, thanks for so much time. And to answer the original question, yes, Nate, the answer is yes. You have to do both.
That makes sense. And I don't thanks for the
thanks,
call,
Roberto.
Roberto. I don't think they were purposely, like, running it down against Mississippi State or anything, but Tennessee's played slow all season. So, like, I remember against Georgia State, one media member tweeting, like, why doesn't Tennessee play faster against Georgia State? Because more plays means there's more chances that your talent takes over.
In that game, yeah, it should have been. Well, I've said that as I'm watching the game. I'm like, why are we waiting so long to do everything? It felt like we were a quarter behind. It's like we thought we had more time before we, you know, hey, you're in a ball game now. Maybe try to start scoring at will. But, yeah, I'm with you. Talent. Let the talent take over. That's why I thought Georgia, when they got it to overtime against South Carolina, I was like, oh, they're going to win. I mean, this is – you wear on them, you wear on them, then you get them to overtime at home, and then Blankenship, glasses, wide left.
They didn't gain a yard either. Like, that's why they're mad at their offensive coordinator and their offensive line. They didn't gain a yard. I know.
We got rid of Chaney. That's part of the plan.
We didn't want him.
We got Coley. He's the brains of the operation.
They tried to hire Eddie Grant. Remember that? Kentucky guy?
Well, then they said they didn't.
Right.
Maybe they definitely did. They
should have. They didn't.
I always loved Eddie Grant.
They should have got him.
Big Eddie Grant fan.
Mm-hmm. We'll come back.
Kiffin's staff was baller. A lot of good coaches on that staff.
Yeah.
I miss him. Dollar. Park in a holler neath
the mountain moonlight. Okay, Davey.
It was requested.
By who? The dude in Jackson, Tennessee? The big Alabama fan?
Jared.
No. Jared in Jackson?
He's a Tennessee fan.
Why?
Why did I play it or why was it requested?
Both. Yes.
Of all the weeks. First of all, no knock on Jared. Jared was a good caller.
He was a good caller. I'm actually fine with it any other week, I think. Like, who cares? Like, I don't want to.
And it's at Alabama.
I don't want to give Alabama.
It's not Freedom Friday. Why are you taking requests?
It's like terrorism. I don't want to give Alabama the
headspace.
Right. That I'm worried about what they think if I listen to this song other weeks of the year. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the band Alabama. It's not their football team. Like, I don't care.
They have a theater in
Tennessee.
Ford.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, you know.
It's a really good song, though.
I can separate the two.
Good point.
But this week?
Easy
this
Billy.
Week?
Bama Billy, of course.
It's a really good song. It's one good of song. My favorite songs.
Yeah, you probably love singing it in the fourth quarter of certain games, don't you?
We talked about it over the summer. It's a really cool college football tradition.
What? We're going to beat their asses, aren't we?
You guys got your Roll Tide shirts ready for Friday?
Good Saturday? Lord. I mean, Davey's even wearing a nice Alumni Hall Nike Power Tee today.
Shame on comfortable. You. Take it off. You don't even deserve to wear it.
I have that same one. I like it. This is good. Soft on the inside.
They actually had a sale going when we got these. Yeah. I didn't realize Nate had bought it.
Right.
And I bought it. So now we both have the same shirt from Alumni Hall.
Yeah,
well, I mean,
it.
That's okay.
Like, shout out to Alumni Hall, though.
It's not like there's a million different ways you can, you know. Anyway. Bama Billy. And what? We need a name for Davey now.
Y'all think on that.
Who requested it? Go ahead. Don't
it wasn't,
the bus.
It wasn't requested, was it?
You made that
you made
up.
That up.
It's not Freedom Friday. It's Optimism Tuesday. You picked the music.
You should play Dixieland Delight. It's what the text reads.
From?
The text?
Yeah.
People are...
Is this person a Bama fan?
I've questioned it at times.
Do you know who this person is?
Yeah.
I mean, they texted him. I hope so.
You're not going to... You're not going to tell us? Do they work for the station?
They do.
I think they set you up to fail. I think they're coming for your job, Davey. They're like, you know what, get Davey fired
off. Is this person an animal?
No.
Oh.
We're playing 20 questions now?
Is it Cody?
You'll get your questions tomorrow.
Brandon. Billy? Billy requested it? You texted Davey and requested the song?
No. You're
no.
denying
did
this?
Did you see his face? That is a yes.
I mean, we've got the text right here. Unless Davey just delete. Don't delete, Davey!
It's right here, man. What Billy, it, Urban's Billy. Like, I don't even know how to delete a text.
Bama Billy, did you request that song on Bama Week?
I did.
He's so busted! Look at his face!
You're
I can't believe you threw me under the bus, Davey.
I didn't throw you under the bus.
You committed the crime, and you helped him.
You played it.
Thought it'd be good for radio.
For what radio?
Yeah, not your career.
The segment.
How'd I throw you under the bus? I'm just sitting here and I
you
just said it's not fair.
You guys both might need a timeout.
But then we won't have people to do the work we don't want to do.
They're doing work I don't want them to do.
I don't
want to
upload the podcast and have to type that stuff in.
That's sad.
What do you guys want to talk about?
The Alabama Hate Week. And we got this. In our own built. Our own guys, Houston.
I'm offended. You guys are sleeping with the enemy over here.
I know.
I'm so rattled.
Isn't that the best way to get, like, it's Trojan horse?
Is it, oh, like how Jake Fromm was singing Rocky Top after
yeah.
he, because he's yeah, like, yeah, yeah, we heard it a million times in practice.
That worked out well.
Yeah, it did. Really, actually, it did work for them.
Brad's nailed it. Just Dixieland Davey.
Dixieland Davey. Bama there Billy. It is.
We got Tuscaloosa Trey, Billy, Bama Billy, and Dixieland Day. What the hell is happening around here?
Shame on you both.
Hate to see it.
Luke says we're sounding like Butch looking for who's playing the song.
We don't play that here. That's probably the best thing that ever happened to Butch. That was a pretty good video.
Was that the baseball stadium
yeah,
they were playing at?
Yeah.
And football practice was going on?
Look at Billy. Looks like a dog that just got caught messing in the house.
I'm not upset. I really enjoy the song.
Ooh.
Because you're a Bama fan.
That's what I mean, though. And it's fine to enjoy it like in the middle of the summer, separate from football season. But it's Alabama Hate Week. Do you know?
Jen says, sorry at you, Nate, in Houston. I'm with Davey and Billy on this one. Dixieland Delight is about Tennessee.
That's fine. It is. But it's Alabama's song. The band and the team.
And the team.
Tennessee
fan base divided.
They do play it in Tennessee Stadium.
There you go.
So stupid.
Yeah, they played it late in the game last year as Florida was beating our ass like a drum. I'm not kidding. I was sitting there.
I mean, that's
it's about the time I told my wife.
Third down for what?
It's not like I'm coming back in the It's not like I'm coming back in the Monday after Alabama beat us by 40 and the first song is Dixieland Delight. It's Tuesday before the game. Nothing's happened yet.
We know, Corey. We know that it's technically about Tennessee. It's by the band Alabama.
I am aware.
And they
I
play
aware.
It between the third and fourth quarter. It's an anthem for their football program.
It's an anthem.
A lot of people on our side.
From the lakes of Minnesota.
Let's just steal it. That's what all.
To the hills of Tennessee.
All great ideas were song. Once ideas from other people or traditions. You just kind of take
we're
something and make
steal
it your
it
own.
Back.
Yeah.
I mean,
why the hell not?
Memphis stole one fly, we all fly.
I mean, we are bad right now. It would be a good time to steal it, right?
We need this. We know it's your song. It's about Tennessee, and we are too.
We lack
creativity.
Maybe we'll pass it around. We'll send a few pallets of water to Georgia.
I will say, I would take that song over like Smokey's on the Prowl or something like that.
Stand
up and howl.
I think you were out. The day we
yeah he was we were trying to discuss what year
Smokey
that was
on the Prowl,
I don't
and
think we've ever been
no
able
we
to.
Had a listener send in
it was late 90s early
yeah,
2000s
that they remembered from like 96
okay so we were able
brutal.
To actually pimp
yeah
I knew we had a around the year but mm-hmm. I know if we got a
no somebody
official.
Was like I remember being a certain game and a certain year and hearing Smokey on the Prowl.
It was about the time we added Woo to Rocky Top.
Let's get it trending. Jen says hashtag
Take back Dixieland
Delight.
I'll go.
Maybe
I'll
you're go. Onto something. Maybe this is the week to do it.
I'll go Civil War for this song.
No,
I do like the song. I just don't like it this week.
But if there's going to be a week to take it back, it's got to be Alabama Hate Week.
Might be the only thing we get this week.
Like in the middle of summer, no one gives a bleep.
Yeah.
Let's at least get one victory this week.
We can't talk trash about the game. Let's go for the song. You've talked me into it.
Get off my plane. Give me my song back.
But how will you feel, Bama Billy, if we take the song away from Alabama?
I'll be fine. All I right. like the song. Tennessee's my team. Makes perfect
Are they?
Sense.
Are they, though?
Neyland State. What Tennessee should do is hold a watch party in Neyland Saturday night.
I don't know why more schools don't do something like that.
And then.
Or in Thompson Bowling,
funny
at
story
least.
About that
Third, line. Going into the fourth quarter.
Pruitt, we play it.
Yeah, we'll play it. We'll. Have our lyrics to it. I'll be on the field. I'll lead it if I need to.
All right.
Yeah, they're going to let us on the field out there, I'm sure.
And Vol Network will love that.
It's the Midnight Yell.
And Pruitt can show the team right before the
maybe
fourth
we
quarter.
Should, maybe that
if
could
it's
be
a tight game. You never know.
No, no. He can show it to the team 30 minutes before they run out against South Carolina the next week. There you go.
Look at what our fans did for y'all.
Even when you guys were down 34.
50 to nothing.
they hung
Optimism
around.
Tuesday. It was 50 to 14.
They hung around. So the Nationals did that with their fans while they were playing the Cards in game one. And I swear to you, they had to put so few people showed up in Washington that the camera was zoomed into like six rows of people cheering the game.
Oh, it was like the
really?
Yeah. It was
crazy. That's baseball.
I don't
like,
think
it's
they
a
thought,
long time.
I don't think they thought they were going to win, but then they won game one. Mm. Then they won game two. Last night they won game three at home. I mean, they're about to be in the World Series.
It was kind of like when they were having the recruiting show on National Signing Day for Tennessee where they're just getting people to kind of come in and, mm-hmm. and make this area look really crowded just so they got the
it's
camera
a,
shot
It's like
right
a lot
there.
Of the scenes in Veep when they try
it's
to
like
have a
buzz,
rally.
It's like Buzzball.
Okay, if you're in the upper deck, please come down to the lowers and find open seats. So the camera angles
preferably
are
preferably around the basket.
Like when we were in the NIT, it looked like a spring game. Like only each half of the court had fans.
It's
on
like
it.
That photo that went around on social media where they're just talking like perspective is key. Where it's they're just trying to have, I believe it's in China or it was in Korea, where they just slowly make it and then they have a wide out a shot from wide out where you can just see there's like 15 people, but they make it look as if there's 1,500.
Look at this crowd. Don't zoom out.
Where was the girl crocheting in the stands with no one sitting around her? Was that at Florida State again?
It was at Kansas, but that's a misleading right. photo because it was before the game.
Yeah. Well, and it was during a weather delay. I thought.
Get crochet needles.
I thought that
in
was
there.
Before the game, but
yeah, it's those Kansas. Seem,
like, yeah. How did she get those in?
I don't know. Well, she said she was there to see somebody she knew get honored at halftime. So she said that she's not into football at all. So she brought something to do while she waited for halftime.
What a friend.
Just because you're not in the band doesn't mean you're not in the band.
Knitting.
I'll take a friend like that.
Shawnee says Smokey is on the Prowl was definitely during the 98 season as well. First game was UAB. She remembers it.
Bring it back.
No.
We
not
won.
That.
You, her first game we that won. Year was UAB.
We won with it.
Point.
We had a decent defense.
We brought back the uniforms. We brought back the orange britches.
We did a pretty good defense on third down for what? That was
yeah.
Was that Jancic, your three, two.
Yeah, let's.
I mean, they got.
Let's not hire
field.
Good people. Let's just go with the crazy sound bites and hope that that fixes it.
Gimmicks all day, every day.
We can't rehire Lane Kiffin, but we can bring back Smokey is on the prowl.
I wonder if Butch Jones keeps his job if he doesn't fire John Jancic. Shoop was a nightmare.
But Shoop's been good everywhere else.
You know why Jancic got fired? Problem. Did you ever hear that story?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What a coaching issue.
Well, I think you heard the made-up story.
I guess we'll find out during the break.
No, I'll go ahead and say it. He stood up in a staff meeting and basically called Butch an idiot. He said, bleepity bleep, 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 you're a moron. And Butch fired him because he just dunked on him in a staff meeting. Then apparently they floated some rumors.
Yeah,
about
what you heard was the propaganda.
Yep,
sent
I did.
Out
oh,
by
we had to fire him because he was doing. No, that's not true. Mm. He stood up in a staff meeting, left the room, but on his way out said, "You're one of the dumbest bleepity bleeps I've ever worked with."
Not wrong.
When can I start?
What's Jansen doing these days?
Yeah, I don't know. He was safeties coach at South Florida for a while, I think. I don't know where he's at now.
I know.
I like that guy. I really like him.
I know our boy Dan Harrelson had him on a podcast, and they blackballed him in Tennessee. They blackballed Dan from, you know, going
to
the
game
that year.
Is that when Butch was here?
Yeah.
That's about right.
What?
Mike Bobo, defensive coordinator, Colorado State right now.
Jancic is?
Yeah.
World's colliding. Mike Bobo.
Last year, this is the first.
What's their
year.
Record?
No,
like
he was there last
four?
Year.
1-5.
He was the safeties coach at South Florida in 2016.
That was the last job I knew he had.
Yeah, he was a consultant for Kentucky in 2017.
No, I did. I do remember that now that you say it. I remember that he was a defensive consultant.
And then 2018, president, Colorado State defensive coordinator. So
this is his second year.
Yeah. Who was their DC?
I don't remember.
Before Jancic? Yeah.
Neil Mafia said, our fan base has I'm a Vol for Life, which is far greater than any stupid Bama song.
No, we've got boom, 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 boom. We ball. They should play that in the stadium. Universal King, he'd give that to him. He wrote it for the. I don't even know if that song's.
He's
a Tennessee fan, but I think that song might be about volume.
What's something we can
only.
Do?
Right.
We're volumed up.
Yeah.
We're turned up.
We're volled up.
We got to find a way to get shooting stars in over there.
Well,
I mean, we are kind of a joke.
The Chris Blue song? Like, how did they change? Was
it's
it
Soul
the
Man.
Soul
Man.
Ball
yeah.
Fan.
Oh, that was awful. Dun, dun.
I love Chris Blue, but that.
To take his talent and just do something so, like,
but,
obviously
yeah, they
boring.
They should have let him write his own Tennessee's. I don't know, but I feel like too many people have tried to cash in on the Proud of Southland, bam, bam, right? Kenny Chesney, that's the only one that's worth a damn.
Touchdown Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. That song gets me every time. John Moore. Mm. Wow.
Final segment. Hour two next.
Smokey's on the prowl.
This segment brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com. For 85 years, through every Tennessee tradition, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union has been there for you. TVAcreditunion.com.
They've survived them all.
They have. Smokey on the prowl. Rocky Top Blues. Rocky Top. Clap, clap, clap. Doesn't matter. They got you covered.
That was not a tradition. We couldn't even get that right in an open practice.
They tried to do the reading. They've done this multiple times, but I remember under Butch for.
Oh, yeah. They had. I think they did it under Dooley, too, right? Where they would have somebody, like a legend of the game, read
the maxims.
Yeah.
But then try to get the entire state behind it, too, and
it's just
it made the state seem like they're illiterate.
There's a certain cadence that you're supposed to read those with, and no one knows it.
Yeah.
Except
it's
former
too
players.
Long.
And then,
like, yeah,
yeah, it is long.
It's not good for
us. What's funny is the seven maxims, it was actually like 30.
Really?
Those are like the
long.
Best seven.
Yeah.
Like General Nealon's maxims, it's a longer list than the
they
seven Tennessee reads.
It.
What a legend.
Maybe they should resimplify them for 2019.
I don't know. Really, when you think about it, the maxims are like the most simplistic. Like, if at first the game goes bad, don't give up. Like, oh. Yeah, ball, Oski, cover block, cut, slice. It's like just everything you would do in a game.
Yeah.
All the things we do, here they are.
Here they are.
Because this is how you win, if you do these better than the other team.
Yeah.
Protect our quarterback. Our kicker, our lead, our ball game. It's like, yeah, don't give up a lead, sacks, block kicks. Got it.
You may have cracked the code here, Chris.
Still,
he was on to something.
Still plays.
No, that's the thing.
Had my first 10-year-old basketball practice yesterday. You don't think we went over our core values as a team? It's not that different.
Did you take the maxims and just rewrite them?
No, I didn't. No. I have my own.
See, you had a chance. Pat Summitt had the definite dozen, but those were like a little...
Were they?
They were deeper thinker, thinking type of, I'm trying to remember. Develop and demonstrate loyalty, which I really liked. That was the one I had to talk to the team about.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everyone gets one, and you have to present to the team. So I got to develop and demonstrate loyalty.
Would play Dixieland Delight on the show of Bama Week be the opposite of that?
That is Benedict Arnold style loyalty.
But
there.
I thought on the other side we kind of landed on we're just going to steal it from Bama. We use it to our advantage, so wouldn't that be like the ultimate loyalty?
If at first the game of regs go against you. Let up, put on more steam.
Well, I have a question. Did you guys see The Rock is a good tradition, but did you see what happened to it on Saturday?
The 50-50 paint job there? Is that
the house divided?
I didn't get that. Yeah.
Was that apparent?
I don't know.
That should never happen.
And whoever did it, that was a good paint job.
Well, it's the same girl that's been painted this whole season, right?
Oh, I don't know. It's not Peyton, though, is it?
No, it's the next one.
Peyton Marie?
Marie?
No, that's not it.
I don't know.
That's a different
thought I read
Peyton.
Kate.
That was Kate.
Yeah.
But there was a girl, Peyton, who did
it. Well, there were
these
shirts, too, from two people that had, it was a half Tennessee jersey and a half.
Yeah, that's
why
I was trying to figure out who.
I didn't know who those people were.
I want to say it might have been someone's mom. I thought we had someone on the team that has a brother that plays for Mississippi State.
Do we?
But I can't remember who it is.
Hmm. Well, people are mad, and I think rightfully so. You can't put another team's colors on the Rock.
Well, we did that. We put the Crimson A on it a few years ago. It said, Dear Crimson A, and then it was just a big middle finger.
Well,
that's my favorite one.
I mean,
one
that's
of all
fine. Time. It's like the Rock is, you know how they have the big paper signs that teams run through in high school? The Rock is just like one of those, but obviously repainted every week. So it's fine to have
We can't run through that.
Right.
The Rock.
Well, I mean, if you get another good fire-up speech by Jeremy Pruitt, like at the press yesterday,
that
kind of
gets
ready
you going
to,
right there.
You might be ready to just pick that thing up and throw it. I don't
Trey
know.
Trey Smith could run through it.
But anyway,
SEC offensive lineman of the week, by the way.
We're waiting on our King Arthur.
Back to my...
He doesn't pull the sword out of the Rock. He runs through the Rock.
Runs through the Rock. But my point is, you can put another team's mascot on there if you're making fun of it or something like that. But that wasn't what happened with Mississippi State. Like, we gave Mississippi State half credit on our most hallowed mural. Who thought that was a good idea?
Probably the same guy that wanted Dixieland Delight on the morning show.
Show sportsmanship.
You think so? It's a good participation trip.
It's like playing the other team's spot song.
That's where we're at as a society.
We do that.
Before the game.
That's a thing. Does everybody do that?
Next thing you know, we're going to be poisoning trees. It's a good thing about a Rock. Can't
poison
it.
Okay, speaking of that, did you hear about the Alabama student who called in a bomb threat for the LSU-Florida game?
No.
Yeah.
It's a little far.
He was arrested.
Those damn Bama fans, they're so... it's like everybody's having fun, and then they always take it a step too far. Right.
Not to call you out for not doing show prep, but it is in the rundown.
Did you send it?
I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw it. I just didn't.
Yeah, I don't read what you send. It's always off topic. It's always like NBA stuff. I'm like, what are you doing?
It's not...
Unless he sends
out of
the
this
TMZ
week, I couldn't tell you
about Jeremy Banks.
Yeah, the only he victory laps when bad. You guys are little Bama fans, aren't you?
It's not victory lapping if it's the news, and I'm giving you the news.
True. The news had been pretty bad until this Saturday.
Yeah, you can't blame me for Tennessee being bad at football and then me telling you about things that happened as it relates to Tennessee being bad about football.
Well, in fairness, I did miss the second video.
Yeah.
I had a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. I'm tuned in now. It was Monday yesterday. I went to Paris, man. I had to, jet lag.
Well, to bring this full circle.
Different Paris.
That's one less fan that will be in the stadium for Alabama this week.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, see, we're knocking down the home field advantage one fan at a time.
Mentioning that, did you see the crowd shot from Georgia, South Carolina?
Yeah.
Undefeated, third-ranked SEC game, and they had the, I don't know what corner of the end zone was, but the lower and upper deck was damn near empty. Talk about embarrassing. No wonder your team lost.
I'm curious if that's
Tennessee
a student
was third-ranked.
I don't
know. Hell, if we had won four games this year.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my God.
I would like to know the backstory behind that.
behind.
Well, I mean, it's one giant section pretty much.
No, so. Yeah.
It had to be students, or I guess it could have been visiting tickets, but then they would have sold those to Georgia fans at the walk-up door.
I noticed that watching the game. I thought it was the weirdest, like just in passing on one of the
comeback
shots.
Like Tennessee, Mississippi State, okay, I get it. It's a noon game. Neither team's very good. Mississippi State doesn't have a lot of fans anyway, so they're not going to travel.
The student section at kickoff, when they came in behind.
Yeah. Noon games are always bad for students. Like, that's just going to happen.
Noon really that? I mean,
after a Friday night, yeah, man.
Sleep until you're kind of getting ready for the next day.
They used to close brunch, and like put the get rid of the breakfast food at like 2.
Well, a lot of people,
it was 1:30.
Yeah,
we had to make it by 1:25 to get
those waffles.
To get eggs
on top of that, for the student section gate. Mm-hmm. To get in for Tennessee, they pat you down a lot more. They're more thorough in the search, and usually if it's kicking off at noon, everyone kind of gets there last minute, right. So the line is just really long to get in.
Not a lot of trickle in for that.
So and then they do take the time like
they pat
to
the
pat
students
you down.
Down extra.
Oh yeah,
come on guys.
I mean they're checking the boots. They're filling you up.
They are. They check the boots. They deep dive like that.
I mean they're kicking your shins, making sure you don't have anything in your boots.
I'd fake an injury and sue. Peter Griffin.
Shin splints.
I mean, everything's out of your pockets. Like, they do the whole shebang. I one time they got mad at me because I had a napkin in my pocket. It was a cold game, and I forgot to get a tissue beforehand, and I had a napkin.
So, to wipe the tears away? Sorry.
I mean, we lost that one, but we lost a lot of them.
Come
so.
On. Shut up, Vanavilly. Yeah. Happy tears.
Okay.
Like that guy when we beat Georgia. He's like, yes! Thank you, God!
I did not
That'd
like
be me
the
this
rock.
Weekend. I'd cry. I'll cry if we beat Bama.
Half
not ashamed state. To say it. That'd be a beautiful Sunday morning when that game finally ends.
Do we need... We should do another crazy bet. If we beat Alabama, what will we do? We'll come back on the other side.
Man.
Kick off hour 3.
I'll draw him out of the